A tornado in Joplin, Missouri, nearly 3 months ago, killed 150 people and changed the lives of the people of Joplin forever. But we learned this morning that school will start on time. Classes start today in Joplin, a quiet testimony to the determination of folks in that city, and particularly some really determined teachers and students. One of them is Randy Turner, an eighth grade English teacher at Joplin East Middle School. Randy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Congratulations, and let's begin. I'm sure not far from everybody's mind is the empty seats as classes reconvene.
Yeah, we have we lost one student, a seventh grader, who would have been in eighth grade this year. And, of course, we have a number of students who were displaced and who are living outside of the Joplin community now. So we really don't have a good idea of how many students will be here today. We've had enrollments, but I'm sure we're going to have a lot of people who are just going to show up today, and we've got other people that we have down on our list that probably will never return to the school.
Well, checking that list today will be an emotional process for you, as well as just figuring out the devastation of the facilities that students and teachers are going to be dealing with all over the city. What's the state of rebuilding?
It'll be 2 or 3 years before we're back to normal. We have our high schools. Our 11th and 12th graders are in a former store building that's been refurbished at our mall. Our 9th and 10th graders are in a former middle school building. Our children are in what had been an empty spec building in an industrial park, and then we have modular buildings all over the district now.
You've been doing a blog since the tornado, right, Randy?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What's the Turner report say this morning as you await the students?
Well, I've been working on a piece right now because we had just an amazing thing happen on Monday morning when the teachers officially reported back to work. They always have a district-wide meeting at the beginning of the year where all of the employees get together and we kind of try to pep ourselves up, but it's never meant as much as it did this year. And when we arrived at this meeting, there were hundreds of people out there to greet the teachers, applauding and bands playing, that kind of thing, just totally unexpected. And Governor Nixon was there to greet us, and it was, you know, it just really was a good thing. And what is amazing is that the people of this community rallied around us to help make this possible. But the community is kind of widened now because really the people of the world have gathered around and helped Joplin. It would never have been possible to have a school district which had 10 buildings either destroyed or heavily damaged begin school on time less than 3 months later. It's unbelievable.
Randy Turner, eighth grade English teacher at Joplin East Middle School. Class in session today. It sounds like everybody in the world's going to be there. In spirit.
That's for sure.
All right, Randy, good luck to you. Thanks so much for that story, and please check in with us again. We'll check in with the Turner report, then figure out how things went today. Randy Turner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Recovering schools starting on time in Joplin, Missouri. 3 months ago, a tornado killed 150 people and changed that city forever. We're glad Randy's with us.